Sure, those young skaters who just wrapped up their season at the World Championships are fantastic. But so are the adults. The U.S. Adult Figure Skating Championships just ended as well in Salt Lake City. This competition was launched in 1995 after older skaters lobbied for it. And there's one of the very oldest, who's competed in it for the last 21 years. Patricia McNamara of Orange County, California, is 75. Her voice is a little squeaky from allergies, but man, Patricia, I'm looking at pictures of you on your website. You lie. You are not 75.
Unfortunately, I am.
My goodness, you are stunning looking on the ice. Tell us, first of all, how you did in this past competition.
Well, at my age, there's really not anybody in my level competing at the event I'm competing. So I compete with the level above me, which is 56 to 65, I believe. So I'm in the level 66 till death.
Oh, dear.
We had five people. I came in fifth, but I did have one third place ordinal, so I feel really good about that.
Well, we want to say that, you know, even though you came in fifth, you're there, which is more than most people your age can say. And amazingly, we understand this isn't something, you know, skating, that you've done your whole life, that you took up skating later in life. Why?
Well, my mother was a skater. I used to watch her do figures on a pond when we lived in Chicago. And after she passed away, I went down and enrolled in figure skating classes because I felt that that was a way of keeping her presence around me.
How old were you at that time?
I was pretty close to 50.
Really?
48, 49, I think.
And you were able to learn skating at an age when many people are, you know, most afraid of, you know, or starting to be a little bit afraid of falling on a knee, for instance. And that's when you started.
Yes. I enjoyed it, though. It was a lot of fun.
Well, obviously, because here you are competing for the past 21 years. And again, beautifully. How do you do it? Are you able to take on any of the jumps or the spins? Or is it mostly just, and not, I shouldn't say just, but is it mostly this elegant skating that you do?
Well, right now it's mostly just trying to do, you know, good skating skills.
Yeah.
I can't really do a lot of the jumps or the spins because I had a stroke a few years ago.
Well, let's mention that. Not just a stroke, but you also battled breast cancer. How has skating interacted with those two events?
Well, a few years after I started is when I was diagnosed with breast cancer. It really helped me emotionally get through the ordeal because I was able to skate every morning before I went to radiation. Huh. It gave me a desire to want to come back and skate.
Yeah.
And I did, and I was still, at that time, I was still competing in championship, which is a free skate.
Yeah. But then a stroke, which, you know, sometimes leaves residue. How are you handling skating after having a stroke? How has that affected you?
Well, it's been challenging, I can say that, but I really feel that skating has helped in my recovery because the fine motor skills are what I really notice. It affected my left side, and I still have issues with my left side. I can't really do some of the jumps like a sow cow because it takes off. It's on a left foot.
Mm. Well, most of us can't do a sow cow simply because it's too hard, and we're not 75 and recovering from a stroke. I mean, it's really quite something. So a lot of the skating is programmed to help that left side to make you stronger. But, you know, it sounds like you're skating just for the joy of it. What do you feel like when you're out there skating?
It just feels like it's a combination of feminine creativity and masculine energy. So I feel like the best of myself is really being expressed.
Huh. And what would you say to someone listening to this and thinking, well, wait a second, I'm approaching 50. What would you say to people about starting something later in life?
Well, I think that I believe that you shouldn't leave with any regrets. So even if you try it and it doesn't work out, at least you've tried it.
Yeah.
I think it's always worth a try and just pursue it till you don't feel that it's worth pursuing anymore.
That's Patricia McNamara, 75, and just finished competing in the U.S. Adult Figure Skating Championships in Salt Lake City, Utah, this past weekend. And I understand you have to go to practice now?
Well, I'm going to take a few days off. I kind of tweaked my left knee when I was at Nationals. So I'm going to give it a rest for a couple days.
Oh, well, we hope you get back on your feet soon.